Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KJ and Don Darrow on WEEI.
Boston's Sports Original.
Bill, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about that. I'm just trying to have a good training camp here.
Did you have any idea the Dolphins were tampering with your starting quarterback that season?
Yeah, I'm focused on training camp here. That's all in the past.
Yeah, man. Second hour, KJ and Don Darrow. Who knew there was going to be problems that would extend 3 years after the relationship broke up between Brady, Belichick, the Dolphins, the NFL? Here we go. Thank you so much for starting your day with us here on WEEI. It's KJ and Don Darrow. Mark, those were questions asked to Belichick of how he felt about the Dolphins tampering with his star quarterback who he loved so much.
I think Bill Belichick handled that exactly how he should handle that. Bill Belichick should not be answering those questions. Bill Belichick has way more to worry about than what happened in 2019 with Tom Brady. I just don't think there's time or any reason to answer those questions right now if you're Bill Belichick.
So let's play a little X-Files here. You don't have to necessarily play it. Let's go back to the quote-unquote muffed phone call between Belichick and Flores, the text. Congratulations, yes. Congratulations on getting the Giants job. Coach, I didn't get the Giants job. I interviewed with them on Friday. Wait a minute. Maybe it sets off something, Sully, like an investigation. Okay, kill it. It's why I never thought that you're going to tell me the acumen of Bill Belichick is not going to know if he's texting Daboll or Flores. But if he knows that Flores has this piece of information, there becomes further discovery, Sully, where, I don't know, maybe Miami was talking to my quarterback at the time. Here's a little gift that the NFL will discover. Belichick doesn't have to say anything because it could be as simple as saying, congratulations on the Giants job, Brian. I don't interview till Friday. That starts the investigation because this is the investigation that happened and where all of this information came out of, which was the blind Brian Flores accusations.
Yeah, I don't think he texted Brian Flores just to get to the bottom of what might have happened with Tom Brady.
It's not saying, look, it's the little small thing that can set off the chain of events. It's like, you know, when they set up those little domino things, but they also have to do like roach and spray control before they lay down these things of dominoes because if one roach like scurries through there in the middle of the night, it ruins the whole thing. That's what that potentially could have been what it was. Like, hey, if I tell you without telling you that somebody's already been named a head coach and they may be in violation of the Rooney Rule, you now have a case to bring across against the NFL and some of its ownership, including your former owners, who you can then spiel they were tampering with another quarterback and try to have me there for it. And here we are now. Look, the NFL came down, I would say, semi-hard on Stephen Ross. What is it? $1.5 million fine. You can't be around the team for like the first 4 or 6 games, something like that. But Brady will get
untouched. And a first-round pick and a third-round pick? Yeah, they came down hard.
Well, yeah, if you're good, then what is a first and a third-round pick? But just support.
It always hurts losing a first-round pick. That always hurts.
Yeah, because Sony Michel is still here, right? And my point being,
it's better than not. It's better than... You'd want to have a first-round pick to draft. Try to draft another guy.
If you're the Jaguars and the league says you're losing a first-round pick, then, yeah, this is going to be a discussion for the half
and
season.
I get it. The Dolphins have multiple first-round picks after the deal for whatever they traded to
so
San Francisco.
Really hurt. Yeah, Yeah. So that doesn't really hurt.
Yeah, but it still sucks.
What would really hurt is, look, in this new justice that the NFL seems to be proposing, why is Tom Brady scot-free off of this? If him and Don Yee were actively talking to the Dolphins, because at some point, Tom's got to relay a message to Don Yee. Don Yee goes and talks to the Dolphins. And it wasn't just a one-time occurrence, according to the NFL. This happened at least twice. Why is Tom Brady not on any type of iron or fire, despite what used to be or what is the norm? Isn't there a new normal now? Isn't that what the NFL has been talking about because of the Deshaun Watson thing? Like they're looking for this new normal. So why is there no discussion about Brady looking at a year as a repeat offender? Whether you don't think he did anything the first time, I don't think. But if you're considered a repeat offender in any other way, where is the equality and justice in handing it out? I'm just saying.
Well, I think it's because it's an unprecedented situation.
Usually, unprecedented?
I don't think you have guys the stature of Tom Brady reaching out to another team in the division while under contract to try to get a deal with them.
You know what that's called? That's called above the law thinking. Like, well, you're not going to touch me.
Maybe that'll happen. Maybe one day that will be the case. But usually tampering.
One day, look at Deshaun Watson. They literally said, hey, we're going to get an independent arbitrator that we both agree upon to come with a decision. They come with a decision, say, nah, we don't like that decision. We're going to take it back into our own hands. Why are you not doing that with Brady? Why not?
Because usually...
And that involves competition. But go ahead.
I was just going to say the tampering involves the team that actually pays employs the players. That's the person or the entity that they're trying to guard against, the team reaching out to the employees. They're not usually worried about the employees tampering with the team.
Bro, in every professional performance contract, there's statements saying that you cannot commiserate, talk to, discuss with another entity that does the same thing or competitor. Trust me, I know. Within this window of time, and that's called free agency. So that's why you hear, hey, players can't talk to teams until certain date, because that's universal language. Yeah. It would be a wild west.
If you had
players just like, look, I'm not happy after 4 weeks. I'm gonna call up someone who's like, hey, you guys need a middle linebacker. Brady has to, there's no excuse for ignorance of the law. You hear that. Just because there's no posted speed limit sign, you have to know from school that it must be at least 35. So if you're doing 75 miles an hour, you're like, well, I haven't seen a sign. Well, no, it's not. That's not the speed limit. That's not the speed limit anywhere. And that's the thing with Brady. You have to know. You can't even allow for conversations to happen like that. Yeah, sure. It's unprecedented with a team in the division. But to the NFL, it shouldn't matter whether it's a team in the division or if it's the best team in the league another division. It shouldn't matter.
He should be punished, probably. What a year? Like, out of the league a year?
Yeah, suspended. You can still pay him, but he just can't play for a year.
What? A year for just talking to the Dolphins?
It's illegal during the season.
I guess the reason I'm not saying that he should be suspended that long or suspended that much is because he's already been suspended for such stupid things already. Like, he's sort of already paid his debt to the NFL society, and I don't think this...
Wait a minute.
I don't even know why we're talking about this, honestly.
Because the football issue, I've always said, hey, shouldn't the Indianapolis Colts had more interceptions since air out of the ball takes off speed? Right? Like, you had chances. I remember a couple balls going to a linebacker's chest, and they couldn't catch it. So I never bought the deflated balls. However, I can buy that you've been in conversation with another team in the division, in season. You buy a house in Miami, and God bless you, you could buy a house anywhere you want, but it's the sniff test, because when there's smoke, there's fire. That's what I hear a lot of people say.
What proof do they have of a, correspondence or conversation that went on?
Well, so Don Yee can just go freely discuss it, players, and Brian Flores said he was there when the discussions were happening between Yee and with Stephen Ross. Like, that you're like openly conversating about a player that is actively on another team right now. That is illegal. That's why I said you were never going to prove that Stephen Ross tanked games unless you have a receipt. But if you're sitting there with someone's agent, you're like, we're in the middle of the season and we're talking about a player on another team under contract and trying to get him there next year. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah, he should be punished. He should be punished a whole year.
That's why I say Don Yee probably just gets eliminated from the league for a year, maybe two, because he's the agent and the player has to pay something. Think about it. Sean Payton was smart. You think Sean Payton was really burned out from quote coaching? You really think that was the case?
Like this.
No, Sean Payton knew what was coming down the pike and got himself out before he would have to be removed.
Those conversations were between the Dolphins and Don Yee. Tom Brady, you can't prove how complicit he was or any of that.
It's no different than a lawyer. If I represent you and your interest, I have to be under the guise that you were speaking on my behalf. Now, if you say, hey, I want to take feelers out about what it would take, he's going to be a free agency next year, then the agent has to say, that can't be done until after a certain date. Now, if you could tell me that, hey, Tom said, I told Don to start fishing, but I told him not to do it until after the deadline. Okay, cool. But you don't show up that it happens twice. If it happens twice, that means you've come back with a report from the first one.
Yeah, I just don't think based on all the things. No.
A year.
No.
I'm a Brady guy. Our birthdays are 2 days apart. I love the guy. I've been a fan of Tom since he was at Michigan. But if we're going to talk about handing out and doling out equal justice across the league because one side involves competition, and that's very important, and another part is social, and they're still trying to figure that out. If this is something on the established side, you would have to say, okay, if Calvin Ridley's out for a year for betting on games, why wouldn't Tom Brady be out for a year for talking to other teams while still under contract actively in the season?
He should get punished. I just don't think it should be a year, especially when the conversations did not include Tom Brady.
But as representative, it's like if you go to court and your lawyer does you in, you may have some repercussions down the road, and that would be Tom being able to appeal. He'll have that right to appeal. But I think you have to lay down the justice. If you're the attorney that goes in there and says, look, you know, my guy wants the mercy of the court, but this is what he did.
Do you think this should affect his Patriots legacy? I'm more interested in than
put a tarnish on it because the storyline is that Tom Brady was the perfect wife to the franchise, right? Never cheat, wasn't cheated, was faithful, did things, took less money to help build the team, did all the right things. But there are some guys that say, you know what, we've been married for 50 years, but that one night that you went out and cheated on me kind of ruined some things. It just takes it down a notch, just a slight notch, because if you're on your way out and you know you have a bad relationship with management and you know the fan base is pretty much behind you in terms of whatever it is that you want to do, we want you to stay, but if you have to leave, we know the reason why you're leaving. Okay, as long as it stays above board, but if it comes out that like, oh, by the way, your last year here, you were working on your way out in the middle of the season with a division opponent, in a time where you're not supposed to be talking to someone else, it tarnishes it a little.
Here's the reality, okay? And I don't know if everybody has sort of gotten their arms around this or accepted this or whatever you want to say, but these aren't opinions. These are facts. Tom Brady quit on the Patriots. That's what happened. He quit in the middle of a season. He was talking to another team, and then during the season, you saw how he acted. You saw how mopey he was. You saw what ultimately happened to the team and to the year. He quit on the Patriots. That's a part of it. Like, you cannot erase that from a guy's legacy. He will forever now, at least in my mind, be known as a guy who quit on the Patriots in his last year. I don't know what else you want me to say. That's what happened.
So I'm going to ask you, Tom Brady is a quitter.
Tom Brady quit on the Patriots.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Tom Brady's a quitter?
Yes. He quit on the Patriots, so yes.
Wow. I mean,
he quit on the Patriots. Now, that some makes people, you a quitter.
Now, some people will forgive, like in a marriage, if someone goes astray for a quick second. You know, sometimes they ask, you know, did you love her? Did you love her? And you're like, no, I don't love her. Okay, maybe we can work these out. But with Brady, in this situation, you say, you know what? You were perfect. I always make this joke, and I've told younger guys this. A woman, if she thinks you've cheated on her 500 times, and you've done it you've never cheated on her, then 500 times zero is still zero. But if you do it once, then all 500 of those times she thinks happened, she thinks is now fact. Mm-hmm. So if you think that Brady in this one indiscretion, is there more? Is there more that we don't know? Is there maybe a narrative that Belichick had a feeling that this was going on and was hip to it and really wanted Brady out because of that, right? Like when his deal was up to get, you know, when I think Tom wanted, 2 years, $50 million, you know, was Belichick like, you know what, this was the last straw? Because remember, Brady did go to Kraft and say, get rid of Jimmy G or me.
We don't know that.
Well, that's the story.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy G was gone, and that was Bill's guy. So if you've been the guy that's pulled off getting rid of the successor that Bill had for you, and you have now been discovered to have conversations with a division opponent in season on the last year of your deal, there's a problem. There's a problem.
I mean, the point I'm trying to make is in why it's so awkward. This is awkward because there is no difference in this situation than there was in the Bill Parcells Super Bowl 31 flirtation with the Jets. Before the Super Bowl even happened. They were talking. And that is the biggest black mark in Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells' Patriots on his resume for the Patriots. The conversations he had with the Jets, you could argue, ruined his Patriots legacy. Not for me, but for some. Okay, that's why he's not in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Or Jets fans could say, hey, that's Belichick's story, that here you are about to become the coach of the Jets, and in the midnight hour you take the Patriots job. You had to be in conversation at some point.
Yeah.
So you're right.
I'm just saying people, by and large, still hold that against Bill Parcells. And this is the exact same thing. He didn't end up going to that team, but he was doing exactly what Bill Parcells was doing, whether you like it or not. That's not an opinion. Those are the facts. That's what happened. So we're going to all have to deal with that, and that's going to be a part of what happened with Tom Brady and how it ended here in New England. Okay, so that's the way it is. It was a poor ending, and it went really to the point of Brady quit on the Patriots in that final season.
KJ and Don Darrow, join the conversation now, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. Talk more on this Brady situation along with what happened with Miami. Red Sox still to come as well, but right now it's time to trend with Nick.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KJ and Don Darrow on WEEI. WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Yeah, Nick, let that rock. Eric B. and Rakim, I ain't no joke. WEEI, KJ, and Don Darrow, the fastest 2 hours of sports talk radio in America. Thank you so much for being here. So far, if you've missed any of it, great thing. The brand new Odyssey app it's delicious. I haven't tasted it, but I've been in it. It's so easy to use. In fact, free to your phone. Just type in Odyssey app. Download it. Save WEEI as your favorite. You can hear podcasts. You can hear past shows. You can hear this show in Rewind. It's an absolute fun app to use on your phone for free, the Odyssey app. Great way to check out KJ and Don Darrow Sundays 9 to 11 here on WEEI. Did I do enough promo there, Mark?
That was enough. Thank you.
That was music reference promo.
Really good.
Attitude. Yep. He's five tool.
Yep.
But look, we've been discussing this situation with Brady, and is the legacy now tarnished here in New England, right? Because if I'm still waiting to hear what this new justice comes in the form of for Roger Goodell, right? Deshaun Watson, that literally was a situation where they said going into the arbitrator, they were willing to negotiate down to 12 games. Then the arbitrator comes back with six, and now they want a full year, and they want his pay, and they want treatment. So it's like, okay, if you're willing to delve out justice like that on your terms, where's the equality in delving out the justice on Tom Brady, where he twice, according to these findings, had conversations with the Miami Dolphins while he was still an active player on the roster performing for the New England Patriots? Mark?
His legacy's not tarnished, not even close. I'm just telling you, it's just the reality that he quit on the team and that he did do this, the same thing that Bill Parcells did before he left the Patriots. So that's the reality, and that has to be taken into account. Whether you like it or not, that has to be taken into account. Anything that Robert Kraft in the past has said about Bill Parcells and how that ended, anybody that said anything about how it ended with Bill Parcells in relation to what he did and flirting with the Jets, that has to apply to Tom Brady. It has to.
Yeah, so I think he has to get some games. I think Donnie probably has to get hit with a 2-year ban probably from representing. I mean, he could probably still represent the interest, but cannot be in conversations with like him specifically. Now, his agency, probably somebody can, but he specifically cannot, just the same way that Stephen Ross specifically cannot represent the Dolphins, I think, through sometime in October. Right. So, yeah, we can't take away your ownership. And I think that's always funny when people say that. It's very hard to do unless you have the money to do it. So you can't represent the team for a couple of months. And that seems like a slap on the wrist. But look, if it's the players that are getting the brunt of these disciplines, then Brady should be no different in terms of getting something that really sends a message. Because what's stopping another player from saying, okay, well, shoot, if they ain't do anything to Brady, then what's stopping me from having a conversation with another team in the middle of the season? But you best believe they would swiftly hand down the justice on that player.
Yeah, but again, the league has rules in place for the organizations regarding tampering, not the players. So that's why Tom Brady isn't and shouldn't get punished if you're going by that. Okay, that, now maybe this caused them.
You know, that is to me, that's saying, hey, the person who drove the getaway car should not face the same charges as the bank robbers. They've kind of updated those rules, you know, because that used to be the case. The getaway driver didn't get the harshest as harsh of a sentence. Now, you're no different than the bank robber because you provided the car. And Tom Brady, if he's sending messages and saying, find out if this and here's what I'm looking for and this is what I want to do, and you're sending someone back, you're the getaway driver, bro. You need to be punished.
I get what you're saying, but again,
in this new justice that people want the NFL to come.
Maybe you just have a problem with the rule. I mean, the way it works is whoever initiates the contact, that's the party that is guilty of tampering. Okay, so they must have deemed, so it doesn't matter what conversations were taking place, whoever initiates the contact is the guilty party. Okay, so if it was Don Yee talking to the Dolphins because Stephen Ross and the Dolphins reached out, it's the Dolphins who get punished, not Brady, not Yee. They're the ones guilty of tampering. If it was Brady who reached out, okay, the Dolphins would have had to report the fact that Brady reached out, and then maybe Brady, I think per the rules, then he could have been subject to some discipline if he was the one that initiated contact and the Dolphins reported it. But I don't think that's what happened.
So the report says that this happened more than once. So if it happened one time, you could say, hey, you know, that might have just been Don making a move on behalf of Tom without Tom really having any say in it. But when you go back again, now it makes you complicit in the crime.
Well, this is why I'm saying it's sort of an unprecedented situation. I don't know if you've had multiple times where a team and a player have engaged in these illegal talks. They must have some evidence that it was the Dolphins that reached out and initiated the conversation.
Well, so what I've been saying here is that one is the performance side, the integrity of the game, where the Deshaun Watson situation is on the social matters of society and how it's affecting people's relationship to the game, right? So if you're using the word unprecedented for what Deshaun Watson has done, and you may need to take unprecedented steps to correct measures from not being this, from future occurrences happening, then would you not take those same futuristic measures of not happening in regards to a player not once reaching out, but twice reaching out to another team while under contract? Why is there no talk of setting an example there? Because what I hear people saying is, well, that's not the precedent. Well, that's what some people were saying with Deshaun Watson, because they're like, oh, well, Deshaun Watson got the same amount of time as Ben Roethlisberger did, you know, handed down by Roger Goodell, where Roethlisberger bought drinks for underage girls and was accused of sexual misconduct and had settled a rape case in Vegas. He got 6 games. Deshaun Watson from the arbitrator got 6 games, but now they want to change that. So why is it any different if you say, hey, we've got a player who their agent reached out once, but somehow they've had 2 conversations. So that means you got the message and sent something back. You have to set precedent just the same way you're trying to set precedent with Deshaun Watson when doling out equal justice under the NFL law.
Yeah, based on what happened, Brady and his camp or whatever, they probably should face some discipline. But I'm just saying, based on how the rules are established and what transpired, I think there is an element of this scenario being sort of unprecedented. So maybe they changed the rule because of this. But if the Dolphins are the ones that initiated the contact and they have overwhelming or substantial evidence to say that,
right,
I don't think at this point they're going to, Brady in his year 45, age 45 season, he's at the end of his career, he's going to get suspended a year, he's you know, he's the face of the league arguably still. It's not going to happen. So maybe they change the league, they alter it, where it's if you have multiple response conversations, right, that are illegal.
Right, because you find the Dolphins for making the approach, but you don't have to respond. And when you respond, that says, hey, there's been at least two incidences where this has happened. That means you've responded. You cannot respond.
Yeah.
And you just have to lay something down.
So maybe there's something that they should do going forward, but it's not going to happen now.
Oh, we'll see.
Especially if they didn't, especially if the Dolphins initiated the contact. It's definitely not going to happen.
So also this week, the Red Sox, what they did, what they didn't do. And you know what? I'm going to give Chaim Bloom a little bit of credit here of playing a little bit of Master of Puppets, to use a Metallica term, and play chess a little bit, where the big names didn't go out of the door, which seemed like that's what you thought. JD Martinez would be gone. You thought, hey, get some things for Xander and start rebuilding now, and maybe you start making moves to pay, you know, Rafael Devers his money. But now Xander's still here, Rafi's still here, JD's still here, and Vasquez is the only one that went. And so you're now like, okay, he's still putting somewhat of a product on the team, but it still feels mediocre, does it not?
No, it does. And I don't understand. I don't understand how JD Martinez is still here. I was sure he was going to get traded. I don't understand. I'll say this. With Xander Bogaerts, okay, I'm waiting every day for the news of that contract extension, because why you wouldn't trade him if you just were assuming you weren't going to, or why you wouldn't trade him if you deep down know you're not going to be able to get to the number he wants you to get to in order to retain him, makes no sense to me.
Or that Trevor Story's situation might be worse than what they may know more about Trevor Story's fractured wrist.
Well, okay, whatever. You better sign Xander Bogaerts to an extension, because if you weren't going to, he should have been traded last week, and I don't understand why he wasn't if you weren't going to extend him. That makes no sense to me at all.
So everybody's been saying, well, look, they're only 3 games out of the wild card. Well, now it's 4 games out of the wild card. And so it's not getting any better. They're a 500 team, really, since the trade deadline. They're a 500 team.
They're a 500 team since last year in the regular season, late last year in the regular season.
Right. So this is a 500 team, and they've lost 2 of 3 to the Royals going into today. If you want to know how bad it is, here's Garrett Whitlock after the walk-off last night. Check this out.
That last pitch, just sort of take us through what happened there.
He hit it out.
He stepped out for a second. Did that break up your timing at all or anything?
No.
Yeah, where were you trying to locate the changeup?
Huh?
Where were you trying to locate that changeup?
First strike.
Obviously more down than what it was.
Huh?
Obviously more down than what it was.
Yeah, of course. I mean, made a 3-2 changeup. It was a mistake, and he hit it out.
That at bat, I mean, he called up a couple pitchers to stay in it. He must have had it. Something felt pretty good where you were at.
I mean, I'm just trying to fill up the zone, and, you know, he made a really good at bat, and he had a really good way to end it.
The tempo seemed quick again. We were talking about it during the broadcast. Obviously not the outcome at the end, but do you feel good? Did you feel tonight was sort of another step back to where you need to be overall?
I mean, it was just another outing, and, you know, didn't end the way I would like, and, yeah, so I got to be able to be better in that.
How long will it take you to kind of get over something like this? Can you do it quickly?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
None I either. Mean, tomorrow's a new day, so you just got to show up tomorrow. Yeah. Go after it that way.
Yeah. I ask because I frankly never seen you this pissed after a game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pissed off, like, obviously not at y'all, not at anyone but myself. You know, the guy made a good freaking swing, but that was a terrible pitch by me, and so, yeah, I'm pissed off at myself.
Yeah, you know what, Mark, I'm gonna do something here. Yeah, don't throw the 3-2 changeup against a team that's only won 42 games. They probably can't hit the high heat. Win the game.
Listen, I'm kidding. As a guy that played baseball, like a 3-2 yeah. changeup, that's a tough pitch. That's a tough spot for a good changeup. He left it up a little.
Yeah, well, that's like, the changeup got to be down.
He left it up. So that I'd be pissed. Like, I didn't really have a problem with how he handled that.
If you're going to leave it up, get beat on your best pitch. Like,
Whitlock,
the fastball.
He had two innings before that where he was awesome. Right. And he gave up. I mean, how much do you want out of him? This is what the Red Sox have become. He's the best reliever they have.
He's the oasis in the desert, yes.
You're trying to get three innings out of him. I mean, for crying out loud.
Which says a lot about the bullpen.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with him. I don't have a problem with how he handled that. Like, whatever. Especially after he said, he expressed that he wasn't mad at the reporters. He's just pissed. Like, I get it. He should be pissed. That was, you know, that you give up the game-winning home run there in a game that you really... You want to have, you know, this team. Well, I just don't understand the whole thing. They've been in, they've been out. They're trading, they're sellers, they're buyers. I don't get it. Like, what are we doing?
That's called 500. What's the direction? Is to put some type of pliable product on the field. I honestly believe there is probably a 10% chance that the angst from the fan base and how loud some of us have been, us included, about where the team was going probably allowed Heim to hold a card or two.
Snip, snap.
Has anybody talked to John Henry? Has he been on the, like, where are the owners? Because I'd love to ask what the direction is.
Premier League just started yesterday. He got to be over there.
All right, it's fine. Then bring LeBron James in. He's not doing anything.
He doesn't have any say about the Red Sox operation.
I want to know from somebody above Chaim Bloom, what is the direction and what is the plan? Because it appears, I mean, Bloom is doing, I'm assuming, what he's, you know, the owners
what
know
he's instructed
what the plan
to do.
Is. That's correct. So I'm assuming that the owners are sort of, I'm not saying they're kind of, he's their little puppet, but I'm just saying I think they've instructed him as to how they want him to kind of operate. So I would like to know, are you being aggressive? Are you sellers? Are you buyers? Like, what's going on? Why, if you are being aggressive, why aren't you signing these guys? That's why I'm so mystified as to why they didn't trade Xander Bogaerts. You got the entire team pissed off. The trade deadline comes and goes. Bogaerts is still on the team. So if you're going to commit to him, why are you not committing to him? And stop pissing off the players if you're going to commit to him. If you're not, then I get it. Then you have to let him go. You have to find a deal for him that brings back some prospects because he's going to be out the door. And if the team gets upset about that, fine. It's just the cost of doing business. But if you're going to commit to him and you want him here and you're going to stay with him and go into business with him so you can win because he's really good, well, why aren't you doing it? So the team responds and you can show some faith and some loyalty. Why?
So look, there's one element of business that management John Henry will never discuss, and he has the right to do so because he owns the team. But the way you might get a hint of what is going on and what upper management's plans are for the team is by the product it put on the field. So if you're not spending a lot, then one may argue, are you looking to cut fat? As in the analogy that I gave an hour ago about that pop station where we're playing Matchbox 20 and Rob Thomas and Nickelback, we're playing all those, and then we start playing Omarion songs. I was just like, what's going on? Well, they ended up selling the station. So while upper management will never tell you that's what's going on because you never tip your hand in that regard, the only way you could tell that that might be something that's going on is the product that's being put on the field. Now, here's where I say Chaim Bloom played chess in a brilliant way. He addressed something that people have been screaming the loudest about and didn't get anything great for, just something better, and that's first base, right? So if everybody's screaming about what are you going to do with Xander's, how come you haven't signed Rafael Devers? You know, what's the deal with J.D. Martinez? Can you get something back for him? What's the feeling about letting Vasquez go? And then over here you say, hey, you have chapped lips. Forget about all the other bloods going on. You're chapped lips. We got you another first baseman who's more defensive.
Yeah, good.
Oh, right, so that's a great chess move because they're like, Well, at least it's not Franchi and Bobby
over
there.
Yeah, I mean, some people
time.
Will say that he fell into their lap because he rejected the trade to the Nationals, but he did get him onto the Red Sox, so that's good.
It was a smart play because he didn't. So Hosmer was originally part of the deal to go to the Nationals for Soto.
Yeah.
And out loud, the belief is that the Nationals are trying to sell, right? So he had a no trade clause that included not going to the Nationals. So they made sure the deal for Soto, it's still going to happen. So you're going to be willing to pay and eat that contract just to make sure you get Juan Soto and Josh Bell in there to make your run. So Hosmer, would you go to the Red Sox? At the end of the day, when you're putting these contracts together, I'm sure a few years ago, obviously the Red Sox are not one of those places where you say, I'm not going to go.
No.
So it was a fall in the lap because of the reputation of the team, not because of the performance of the team. And you can address a burning issue of, am I going to get Franchi at first, or am I going to get Franchi at first in his glove, or Bobby at first in his bat
some
of his glove?
Nick has Brian O'Halloran sound on if the Red Sox were buyers or sellers. Can we get that, Nick?
Let's
get
in your that. Mind, Brian, was this team a buyer or a seller at the deadline? Because I can't figure out which you are.
I'll call for a cutter.
And it can't be both.
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't always, you know, sometimes you look at it that way, sort of it's one or the other. In our case, you know, we were hovering around 500. We're several games out of the wild card, depending on which day you're talking about, with several teams in front of us. So we knew we had a tough road ahead of us, but, you know, we do believe that this is a good team, especially when healthy, but, that this is a team that has a chance to make a run and make the postseason, even though we are not. But at the same time, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves, as to where we, you know, actually stood and what was in front of us and what the task is in front of us. And it was a tough one. So we were trying to balance that. So we wanted to look at opportunities that you would classify more on the sell side that would improve the organization long-term, traditional sell moves being, you know, you trade a short-term asset for future value in prospects or young players, things like that.
Okay, hold on.
We wanted to at least.
To be a possum in the middle of the road there.
I'm just saying what it feels like, okay, if I compare it to, say, 04, when you traded Nomar, are you a seller? But you did it with conviction because you were trying to plug a hole that you absolutely felt like you needed to plug in order to win the World Series. So on the surface, it might look like you were a seller, but you were doing it with purpose. I don't see that here. I don't see Christian Vasquez getting dealt with purpose. Yes, they ended up getting Hosmer, but it was sort of a roundabout way.
Right.
Okay, I don't know what they're trying to do. There was all this chatter about trading other guys.
Hosmer's the coupon that you have. You're like, wow, they're offering 3-for-1? Okay, I'll take that.
Like, I just don't feel the conviction associated with this team and with what they did at the deadline here. Okay,
ever,
so I don't know. It just looks like indecision.
You ever hear the saying that possums...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tend to die not by hanging out on one side of the road or the other, but standing in the middle of the road is where they get hit. This is this team. They're standing in the middle of the road. If you were sellers, eventually people would understand why. If you were buyers, people would understand why. But if you're standing in the middle of the road, you're waiting to be a possum to get hit. Now, how does it move from one side to the other? If you extend Xander and sign Devers, then people say, okay, this is a team that's going to be setting itself up to be buyers down the road. If Xander doesn't get the extension, if Devers feels like there's a better deal and he walks, then guess what? You're sellers without even selling anything. And you're getting anything in return.
You have to. I mean, if you didn't trade Bogaerts, you gotta extend them. You can't let them go for nothing. You can't. That's just not what you do in that situation, in that position, and in that role.
KJ and Don Darrow, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. The show wraps next here on WEEI.
You're listening to KJ and Don Darrow on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
KJ and Don Darrow, WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for another Sunday. Talked about the Patriots and how awful they're looking at practice. The legacy of Bill Belichick. Is he on his way out? Brady in Miami. Red Sox as well. Missed any of it? Odyssey app. Type in WEEI. Save it as a favorite. You can play it back. And, of course, at WEEI.com, just go to Weekend Shows, KJ and Don Darrow. Nick does an exceptional job of getting shows up. There's, do you know the first hour is already up, and we just finished the first hour like 40 minutes ago?
It's unbelievable.
So it's unbelievable. It's the quickness is just outstanding. Thank you, Nick, for your hard work.
Thanks,
we
Nick.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Nick. So another big story, Nickelodeon. Yeah, okay. Nickelodeon is actually a coin-operated arcade. So Nick's got all the coins. I mean, his last name is Le Pen, and in French, that's of the bread. So Nick is the one that makes all the bread around here.
Somebody needs to tell my bank account that.
That's on you. That's you by hook or crook. I'm kidding. So this week, the big story that's in a geopolitical sports world, obviously, is the story of Brittany Griner getting 9 years. For bringing in cannabis oil through the airport. Says it was prescribed. You're going to hear something different that you've heard the narrative of. So here are some things that I, KJ, was told as a kid to be aware of as growing up to keep yourself safe and to not put yourself in a situation where your freedom or your life could be at stake. One, after you're leaving a bank, do not run from the building, even if you made a deposit or a withdrawal. Don't run to your car. Another one, depending on your dating situation, sometimes it's better to date in a group setting than it is in an individual setting. Another one that would have been told to me is don't have drugs on your person when you're transporting, moving back and forth anywhere. It doesn't matter if there's a permission slip. And so if you're Brittany Griner, I don't buy you accidentally put something in there that was prescribed for you by a doctor. That's like, I forgot my blood pressure pills. And that's more likely.
Yeah. Especially if it's Russia.
Like, yes. Right. So that's the other thing. Right, Mark? Right. Like, if you know that this place is the opposite of what you do, why would there be any difference when it comes to you? Now, here's what I think happened. And Brittany Griner could not say this. Is that she's probably been able to do this before. And this time, they pulled her card. Why? Because now you can have an international incident. I mean, my goodness, when it comes to culture wars, Brittany Griner checks off at least three boxes. And now drugs is the fourth? You have to know that, look, your surroundings are always going to dictate your movements. Your surroundings. If me personally, I wouldn't show up with a suitcase if I had to go to Russia. You know, like, in fact, I wouldn't even have sneakers. I would have no tight shoes. I'd have on flip-flops. I'd just have my wallet with me. I'll buy clothes when I'm there. But you have to know, because now the outrage and all these different things, kind of mission accomplished, right? Because now people are on one side or the other. She should be doing this. And just for that amount, like, wait a minute, this is not, like, even if you go into Canada with like a roach in your ashtray, you could go to jail. They make that determination. And Canada's, we're cool with them.
Yeah. It's a shame. Like, 9 years is a ridiculous type of thing. But
that's what they do.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, if I'm the U.S. government, I'm annoyed because that was just a stupid thing for her to do. Like, they never going to Russia and you're bringing that stuff. I mean, what are you doing? That's just putting yourself in a bad position, like you just said. So now it's on the U.S. government and the president to come to her rescue.
To do a two-for-one swap for a gun dealer?
Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't.
AK-47s? Yeah.
I'm not saying they shouldn't, but I'd be annoyed because this isn't some war hero. Or somebody that, like, this is a citizen that was traveling that made some idiot mistake. Like, the country, they have enough to worry about right now. There's enough issues. That was something that they should not be dealing with. It's terribly unfortunate that she's dealing with this. I mean, they've been ridiculous, and it's over the top, obviously. But it's her, you know, she's the one that made that decision. Then she never should have been, she put herself in a real bad spot. Nobody else.
And the other side of that, those of you making these LeBron memes saying LeBron makes this, but the whole WNBA, you know what you have to ask? Ask your sister or your mom if she's interested in going to a WNBA game. Ask them. Because if you're looking for businesses to just purposely lose money just for a statement of equality, even I can tell you that doesn't work. Brian Barrett's in next. Thank you so much for hanging out with KJ and Dondero at WEEI, at Mark Dondero, at KJ Carson. Stay cool. Stay cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.